and welcome back to PS I'm Single. It's your girl Trish. Today's episode is The Matchmaker. We have Cher here. Hey, Cher.
Hey.
Okay, so Cher is a dating coach slash wing woman slash matchmaker, correct?
That's correct.
Okay, so what made you become a matchmaker?
I always was setting up all of my friends growing up. I did this out of love. Like, I love setting people up and helping other people find their happily ever after. I was doing it for my friends already.
Right.
So I figured I might as well actually start making a business out of this and helping more people out there.
Right. Let's get paid. Yeah. Doing what you love.
Exactly. Exactly. So I'm not just a matchmaker, though. I'm a dating coach. So I can help you. Well, most matchmakers can help you get the first date, but what makes me different is I help you get second, third, fourth dates and turn those into relationships because I coach my clients to make sure they are doing really well on the dates.
Oh, I know we had a conversation before and you were telling me that your clients are males.
Yes.
So they contact you with hopes of getting the coaching from you. And learning how to navigate the dating world?
Yeah. So I own the company NYC Wing Woman.
Yes.
So I give men the woman's perspective on dating, what we look for in men and what turns us on. So I teach guys how to be, you know, every woman's dream man, basically.
Really?
So it's a lot of fun.
See, now, and I had a question about this.
Yeah, totally.
And my producer did too. She's not in today. But your technique gears more towards in-person communication opposed to online. Are you against the online dating thing?
So I'm not against online dating because I think get out there and start dating and whatever you have to do to get those dates, then do it. However, I feel like online dating is causing people to become so judgmental.
Yeah.
And you're not really getting to know, like when you meet someone in person, maybe initially you wouldn't have been attracted to them, but because you met them in person and you have that chemistry, now all of a sudden you're building something real and something authentic and genuine. And I feel with online dating, you go in with all these expectations and you're basing your relationship literally around looks, and a relationship needs to be based on more than that. So I really encourage my clients to meet people in person.
You know what I think is the drawback for dating in 2018? The fact that everything is internet based.
Yes.
Everyone is online, whether they're watching movies or they're on social media or they're on a dating app.
It's crazy. Yeah, it's a whole new world.
When you meet someone in person, you don't even know how to communicate with anyone anymore because you're so used to like texting and everything.
Oh my gosh, you're so right. It's hilarious. Actually, some of my clients before working with me, they would rather go to a bar and sit on their phone and swipe left and right than actually meet someone at a bar in person. It's actually sad that this is what's happening nowadays.
You know what part of the problem is too? Because me, as a single person, yes, I'm single. Where do single people hang out? I feel like when I go out, right, if I'm going to happy hour or to dinner, I'm not approached. So I'm assuming that there are no single people there.
Right. I don't think that's the case, actually. I think the problem is when you are going out to these happy hours and with dinner, you're probably going out with your friends and you're talking to your friends and you're all about, like, you know, talking to your girlfriends, that you're not giving off that vibe to the men around you that you're single and you're talking with all your girlfriends. And when a guy sees that, it's very, very hard for a guy to approach a girl who's in a full set of with other women.
Right.
Because, you know, they have to not only impress you, now all of a sudden they got to impress all your friends too. So actually, if you are going to go to a bar happy hour, I recommend, you know, if you are with a friend, kind of like make sure you're looking around too. Smile at the guys around you. Give them the okay for them to come over and talk with you, because it can be very, very intimidating for a man to approach you when you are with your friends.
You know what? And I have kind of sort of figured that out because the guy is not going to approach a group of women. But if a guy will approach one woman if she's by herself.
For sure.
Because it's sort of like you don't want, if you're turned down, you don't want a whole crowd. You know what I mean? You don't want an audience. So I get that. But my issue is, I don't like to go out by myself.
Right. But it's actually funny. It's like the second your girlfriend goes to the bathroom, I'm sure you're approached and a guy will be coming over.
No.
You don't think so?
Not in my
world.
Well,
then you're not giving off the vibe that it's okay. You have to be looking around, smiling. Smile with your eyes.
Here's the thing.
Yeah.
So when we have male guests, single male guests, I always ask, what is the vibe that a female gives off for you to say, hey, it's okay, you're comfortable enough to approach her, right? I think I'm giving off this vibe. In my head, I'm smiling, but on the surface, my producer tells me I have on like,
RBF.
Like a strong case of RBF.
Right, right. So, you know, if there's someone that you're interested in, girl, you need to go for it. Go say hi. Just start talking. You would be surprised with that outcome of what could happen if you start that conversation. You know, it's very intimidating, especially in a city like New York City where there's so many singles all around you. And, you know, especially when you're with your friends, instead of just waiting for him to come over, take that pressure off of him and just, you know, go say hi.
That's one of my next questions. You encourage women to approach men?
I think that you should, yeah. I think that, you know, obviously you're not going to be the one to say, hey, let's hang out after this or let's go on a date or anything like that. But just talking about something going on around you. For example, if you're at a crazy bar and it's really crowded and you see him and he's standing nearby, go position yourself near him so that he can, first of all, see you and you can make eye contact with him and you can smile. If nothing comes out of that, then like as you're, you know, accidentally but purposefully bump into him a little, be like, oh my gosh, you know, it's so crowded in here.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, and then give him that opportunity to go full force in and start a conversation.
Here's
with
my
you.
Issue with the bump.
Yes.
I'm a fluffier girl. So if I bump you.
Just give them a light bump. Remember, this is on purpose without them knowing.
Okay.
Yeah. Or tell them if you like their jacket, like give them a compliment. A guy is going to love the fact that you can confidently tell them that you like something about them. You could just be like, if you're near them with your friends, oh, I like that. That's a cool jacket you got. And just smile. Smile with your eyes. Smile. And you'd be surprised. Like that's giving him that opportunity and telling him it's okay for me to talk to you when otherwise he could have really had like a crush on you but been too intimidated to start a conversation with
you.
Yeah.
I mean, you know what? In the past, maybe one or two times I have approached a male. The ending didn't turn out so well, but they were receptive to it. But I have to feel comfortable enough to actually want to approach you. Like, I have to feel like you're going to be receptive to what I'm giving. So I think that's
Never know unless you try it. Otherwise, you'll leave and say, I didn't meet anyone good tonight. When you could have, if you just gave them a little compliment and let them take over from there, but give them that opportunity to know it's okay if they come over to me and start a conversation.
So I got to shoot my shot.
Yeah, you got to go for it.
Here's another issue, though. When I go out, I rarely see people that I'm attracted to.
Really?
I'm not picky.
You don't sound picky at all.
I'm not picky. I don't ask for much. But I rarely see, you know, you eat with your eyes first. If something looks good, you're going to want to taste it.
For sure.
So if I see, you have to, like, I'm not just not attractive to the men that I see when I go out. Am I going to the wrong places?
You might be going to the wrong places then. I feel like, you know, try other places, but also if you're not attracted, then this is a great opportunity for you actually to practice.
No.
Try these things. Just start talking. But what's the harm in talking? And you might really be surprised in what they're going to bring to the table.
I don't want to give someone false hope. It's funny you're saying this, right? Because...
But it's not false hope. If anything, maybe you meet a new friend out of this.
True.
And you never know who they can introduce you to also.
Oh, boy. All right. So what are some of the characteristics that make a good match? When you're matching, what are some of the characteristics that you look for?
Mm-hmm. Well, I always ask the person that I'm working with what, first of all, what they're looking for in somebody. So I always want my clients to, you know, have kind of a list of things they're looking for and what's important to them. Is it important their religions are the same, or is it important that they have the same education background? Like, what's important to them, or passions, hobbies? And then I try to base their match around that.
Okay. So is it almost like a questionnaire kind of thing that you do?
Exactly. So I have them all fill out a questionnaire. And I also get to know each of the people I'm matching very well, because I feel if I'm going to get to match you, I need to really know you, know what you like and know what you don't like, so that I can make each match really count.
Right. And not waste their time.
Exactly.
So what's like your success rate?
Well, I have a very good success rate. I have people who are engaged. I have people who are married. For my coaching, I have people that are actively dating who started working with me prior and who were not going on any dates and now are going very successfully dating.
Really?
Yeah. So it's so much fun just getting to see people, you know, start one way, come in feeling one way, and get to see them leave my program excited about their future and about, you know, their love life.
That is, look, I need to sign up. But you said you only coach men.
Yeah.
What makes some of the worst matches? Like, what's like a horror match story that you've had?
Ooh, a horror match story. Yeah. That's a good one. I haven't had any horror match stories that I've set somebody up on.
Okay.
I've had one of my previous, one of the girls who's on my, so I have girls on my roster. Anyone can come on and say, like, I'm looking to get set up.
Okay.
It's free for girls to be on my roster. And basically, if I have a great guy, then I will set up the guy with those girls.
Okay.
But I've had a girl come over to me and tell me that one of her worst dates, she was set up by one of her friends, and the guy actually like cut a piece of her hair off.
Excuse me?
Yeah, and like left it. It was like a crazy story.
What?
Yeah, it sounds a little bizarre, but I think he had some sort of weird fetish or something.
Sounds like a little bit of voodoo, yes, if you ask me.
Exactly. But I haven't had any horror stories, I would say. I think that I'm very, very particular with who I set up. And, you know, I want, like, even the guys I work with, I don't just work with anybody who comes to me.
Okay.
I have to, like, really feel comfortable with them and feel like this is somebody that I can really make a difference
so
in their
life. So you're vetting both the men and the women.
Correct, yes.
So ladies, single ladies, you can reach out to her. What's your website again?
So you can go to nycwingwoman.com or email info@nycwingwoman.com.
Okay, so what are some of the most common characteristics that people look for? Like you said,
a woman or in a man?
In a woman.
In a woman. Guys are very into into passions. A girl who knows what she's passionate about and has a love for life.
Right.
I think someone who is very positive, they usually, you know, want someone who is positive, who is educated. And I don't mean educated in a school sense. I mean educated in a world, like
in
worldly,
life.
In life. And they want to grow. They're not just happy with being at a like stagnant level, but they want to continue to become better and better.
Right.
I also always tell my clients, you know, you should always look for someone who's going to make you a better person, who brings something exciting into your life.
Right. So where are some of the like most common places that you bring your single men?
To meet women?
Mm-hmm.
So I actually work with clients during the daytime a lot, and I help guys learn how to meet women in person every day. So we go to places like Union Square, Washington Square Park, or Central Park.
Are they doing this outside?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. So it's a lot of fun. So actually, this is great, ladies. I think that if you are single, don't just eat lunch at your desk. Actually go out, go to like a park, sit down on a bench where there's room around you and just go and eat out. You'll be surprised how many guys there are around you that you can actually meet.
Really?
Yeah. It happens. Yeah. It happens all the time.
Okay. So I need you to set it up for me because I'm trying to vision this. So you take them out. It's their lunch break. You take them out to Central Park or Union Square. Are you like sitting on a bench, like helping him, or does he have like a headphone in his ear and you're coaching him?
So before they go there, we'll first have like a rehearsal where we'll go to a rehearsal hall and we'll practice. I'll literally practice with the guys. How would you approach a girl if she's sitting, if she's standing, if she's walking? How would you start a conversation with her, get her attention, turn that into a conversation, and get her number that will lead to a date? So we'll go over all those different techniques and ways to do these things. Yeah. These guys I work with are amazing guys. They're so nice and wonderful, and they deserve to be in a relationship, but they're having trouble starting this out. So I teach them how. So then the next session, we go somewhere like a park, or we'll go shopping at a Macy's or something, and we'll practice all of these scenarios. And so there'll be a girl that's sitting on a bench, and I'll say, okay, like, are you interested in her? And he'll say yes or no. And if he is, I say, okay, go talk to her. And he'll go and talk to her, and I'll be nearby listening in on the conversation. And then afterwards, after he finishes the conversation, him and I will meet up, and we'll talk about what went well, what didn't go well, and how it can go better for next time.
Do you ever intervene? Has there ever been a moment where you had to intervene?
No, I haven't intervened in a daytime setting, but in a nighttime setting, I have for sure. If I noticed something isn't going well at night, I'll come over as if I'm like his good friend or his cousin. I'll be like, hey, how's it going? Oh my gosh, you met my friend. Like, isn't he amazing? And kind of help boost his confidence a little bit.
Really?
Yeah.
I need to have you out with me. We need to do...
Seriously. All right, girl, let's do it.
We need to do an experiment.
Yeah.
Where we go out for a drink or whatever, and I'm going to have you with me, and we're going to see how this goes.
Yeah.
Because I feel, you know, okay, so here's my thing. In my head, I understand that men are not going to approach me if I'm with a group of women,
right,
or a group of people, period. But me being somewhere alone, it's very hard. Me being with someone and still trying to give off that energy, like, hey, I'm available, I think I'm doing it, but I'm obviously not, because I haven't been approached.
Right. So when you're walking, okay, imagine you and a girlfriend are walking and you're leading her somewhere in the bar. Make sure you're making eye contact with the guys you're passing by. Like, make eye contact with them and smile, and give them a smile. Give them that opportunity to speak with you. Because if you're just going directly from one spot to the other without making that eye contact, it looks like you're in a rush and you're busy, but if you're making that eye contact and you're smiling, you're really giving them that opportunity to speak with you.
I have to work on
that. Yeah. Also, have you ever tried like speed dating or anything like that?
Let me tell you something. My I have a speed dating horror story.
Wow. Oh, tell me.
It was terrible. Like, so
yeah.
I've been wanting to try it. This was a few years ago. I really, really wanted to try it. I couldn't get any friends to go with me. And I said, you know what, Trish? You're in it by yourself. Just go alone. So I signed up. I paid. I went. I showed up. And the other women were like, oh my God, you're here by yourself? Like, where are your friends? You know? So I kind of felt like a little bad. But then the guys showed up, and it was like people who were clearly lying about their profession.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They were lying?
Lying. And then, mind you, there was an age limit. And someone went way above the age limit.
Wow.
He was a senior citizen. Like, I'm pretty sure he has an AARP subscription. So yeah, I refused to sit with him because, you know, I didn't think it was okay that they allowed him to show up.
Right.
But yeah, it was really bad.
So it was a one and done thing.
It was a one and done.
But there's a lot of single events in the city. Like, there's single scavenger hunts. And actually, I go to some of these things. I'm married, but I help my clients sometimes. So I'll actually help them go, or I'll have one of my coaches go with them so they can start talking to the people around them.
I think that's what I need.
Yeah.
Because my wing woman is not a wing woman.
No.
Producer Naisha is not social. Like, I'm more social than she is.
Yeah.
So if I were to start speaking to someone, she'll probably leave.
Really?
She'd probably go home because she doesn't like to be by herself.
Yeah.
So I really need someone who's really going to be like encouraging me, by me, helping me, you know.
And you need a girl who's going to like talk you up and also know when to leave. So when you're having a conversation with a guy, like, she needs to know, like, all right, time for me to go to the bathroom.
Right.
So that you can have that opportunity to really get to know the person you're speaking with.
I agree.
Yeah.
All right. So what are some of the worst places to try to find someone?
the worst places. That's really interesting.
Like, what places do you tell your clients to stay away from? Like, if your hair, really don't try to look for anyone.
That's interesting. Honestly, I feel like you should always take advantage of the situations around you.
Okay.
I know that sounds like a cliche. However, you know, we're in New York City, a place where it's filled with single people. You should never give yourself an excuse to not talk with someone. If you find someone attractive or you find someone that, you know, you feel a connection towards, then go for it. I mean, there's no harm in starting conversation and
there
just seeing
harm.
Where it goes.
There is harm.
No, girl, you got to get that out of your head. You want to meet someone that and say, you know, P.S. I'm in a relationship instead. then you got to start talking with people. And you're an adorable girl. You just have to start, like, communicating with the people around you. Like, if you're in line, for example, at Starbucks even,
right.
Say to the guy that in front of you or in back of you, what are you getting today? You know, I always get the same thing. Like, I always get black coffee with two sugars. Like, what are you getting? I need some more recommendations.
Like, just to start
just
anything.
Say it. Just start a conversation.
New Yorkers are not friendly.
Correct. But you are friendly. Be different. Be someone that stands out. If you're just like everybody else and you're walking around looking like you're not happy, why would he want to approach you?
That's true. Well, my fear, and I feel like this is a fear of a lot of people, a lot of single people, is rejection.
Yeah.
If I walk up to you and I start speaking to you, and I know it's a double standard because I'm a woman and I feel like a man should approach me.
Mm-hmm.
But if I, like, it's just so much. Mm-hmm. It takes so much for me
for
to
sure.
actually want to walk up to you and, like, speak to you. And then imagine you're like, why are you speaking to me? Mm-hmm. I would die immediately.
Yeah. But that's why you got to make this a part of your life. You don't want to just wait until, like, you find someone that's perfect for you or someone that you're totally attracted to do this. Because
okay.
you're right, you will feel that rejection. You need to make this a part of your life. Like, compliment at least like three people every day.
What?
Like someone that you don't even know. Just
really?
Give them a compliment. Get used to that.
Men?
Yeah. Just start complimenting or just say something. Even if you're not attracted to them at all, find something that you can talk to with them.
Okay.
So that you can get this, make this a part of your life and it won't feel so awkward anymore.
So this should be like, here's my thing.
Yeah.
I tried the online dating. I didn't really like it. It's more of like a safety issue for me that I'm more concerned about.
Interesting. Okay.
So I'm really looking for someone in, like, everyday life. Like, I feel like my husband, I'm going to be walking by him. I'm going to trip on his feet, walking on the train. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like...
Yeah. Well, what do you look for in a guy?
Initially?
Yeah.
When I first see them?
Yeah.
If I first see you, I have to find you attractive. You have to be... Now, I don't have a type, so I can't say I like... blonde hair, blue eyes.
Right.
I really don't have a type. But I like a well-dressed guy. And well-dressed doesn't mean you have to have a suit. Just something neat.
Uh-huh.
Like, even if it's jeans and a nice shirt and
right.
some, you know, loafers, whatever the case may be.
Mm-hmm.
No face tattoos,
yeah.
obviously.
Uh-huh.
No tattoos on the neck.
Uh-huh.
My type, I do actually do have a type I like. My
You're
type
like, yes.
is legally employed.
Okay.
I'm going to make that a type.
Yes.
That's one of my main things. Like,
yeah.
I need you to be...
Very sound ambitious.
Legally employed. Like, I need you to have some benefits. Something.
Right,
something.
Right. Yeah, I think that's understandable. You're, you know, a working woman. You have a wonderful job. So you want someone else who also, you know, can... You always should want someone, right, who makes you better, who you can, you know, who's... just as good, if not more than you. So,
right.
Yeah, I definitely agree.
I call it staying in my lane.
There you go.
I want someone that has what I have on the same level. Like, we're both
They're
on
equals.
The same wavelength. You
yeah,
know what I mean?
Definitely. I understand that. So right now, if you're not doing online dating.
No.
Okay, so you're not doing online. You go out with your friends and you're not really talking to any of the guys.
Because they're not talking to me. Sure.
But that's hard. You know, you're not giving them much of an opportunity because you're with your girlfriends, which is super intimidating for them to approach.
What do you suggest?
So I suggest going out to singles events, going online, going in person, and starting conversations with the people around you.
So you suggest
online
dating?
You can't close yourself off. I think you just should not close yourself off. I do think online dating is okay. I think, you know, why not? Like, go on and see what you got. See what's there if someone interests you. I'm not a fan of online just because you judge people so much based around looks and not really on the person that they are. True. And so you're so quickly just to be like, you know what? I like that photo of him, but I didn't like this photo. So swipe, you know. So I'm not that big of a fan of it. Okay. However, it's still, you know, if you're not, if you're working a lot, you're not going out much, and this is what you have, then go for it, you know?
I feel like there are pros and cons to online dating, just like anything else in life. The pros to online dating is you're not stuck. You know what I mean? Like, if you see someone, you don't like them, you don't even have to click on their profile.
Right.
You can swipe left or right or whatever it is.
Yeah.
And if you start to speak to someone and you really don't like them, you can always, like, just ghost them is the term.
Ghosting.
But the con to it is you don't know what you're really getting.
Right. That's so true. I've had friends of mine go out with someone and they are online. They show up in person. They're like, this does not look at all like their picture.
How many filters did you use?
Seriously.
Like, this is not you.
Right.
And then you can put whatever you want. I can put, I'm a rocket scientist in my profile. Who's to say that I'm telling the truth or not? You know what I mean?
Right.
Most of these dating sites, they don't vet who they have signing up.
You're right. But that's why when you're in person, when you are going on a date, you know, you want to go somewhere that's public. So I always say, like, go for a go for a drink. If you go to a bar and go for a drink, you're going to be, you can be there for 30 minutes to an hour and that's fine. Then you can leave. You're not stuck for 2 hours like you could be at a dinner or something like that. I say go somewhere, like grab a coffee together, just grab a drink together at the bar. Go somewhere that you can be in and out. It's not expensive. And, and this way you can, if you got to go, you got to go. It's, you don't have to spend a long time there. Just
what do you
quickly drink that drink.
What do you encourage on the first date? Do you encourage your male clients to pay for the first date?
I do.
You do? For the meetup?
Yeah. So I'm a big believer. I think the guy should at least always offer for the first 3 dates.
Really?
And then after that. But then again, I also always tell my ladies that they need to always offer as well.
You encourage women to do the fake reach? For the
100%.
Really?
Oh, my goodness. So I have so many clients who will tell me, you know, I really liked this girl. But, you know, she didn't even offer to pay. Like, she didn't even offer. Like, I would never even let her. But she didn't even offer. Felt that was so rude. Like, she just expects that I'm going to. And I have to explain to them, like, you know, we sometimes, they, you know, just, I don't know even what to say, honestly. Like, girls, we should always offer. Like, why should we expect a guy to just pay for us?
You know what I say?
Huh?
I say be prepared just in case.
So I always tell the guys, and the guys that say this, they're always like, I would have always paid for her, of course, but she should have offered.
It's just the thought.
It's just showing that they, that, you know, you're not trying to take advantage of him, and that you care about him and what's in his wallet. Like, it's just showing that you care. And so I always tell girls, like, you would be surprised. Like, that can be a huge, huge turnoff for a man.
Really? Ladies, so we got to start doing the fake reach for the
you want me to split this?
Yeah. All right. So let's say I'm out on a first date. Is it okay for me to say, hey, you want to split the bill?
For you? I don't think you need to say that.
No?
I think when the check comes, just be like, oh, like, do kind of the fake reach. And then you can say, I guess, do you want me to pay for mine?
What if
just
he doesn't,
like
what if he doesn't go actually reach for the bill? Now you're stuck with the bill.
Right. Oh, I would hope he would at least split it. You can say, do you want me to pay for mine?
Okay.
And then kind of leave it at that.
I feel like if it was bad, I would pay for mine anyway. Because I don't want you to feel like you brought me out and I'm using you for a drink and then I'm never going to call you again. You know what I mean?
Right, right.
If I know I'm never going to call you again, I'm just going to pay for this drink and go along my merry way. Like, that's it for me.
Right, right. No, I think that, and that's nice because, I totally agree with that. And I think that's very, you know, the respectable thing to do.
Okay, so what advice? We're going to close it out with a little advice that you're going to give to some of the single men and women that are listening. I know you said go out in public places, not with a group of people, but maybe one or maybe two? Is two too much?
Two is okay. Just make sure you're also, you know, going when your girls go to the bathroom, you don't need to follow them into the bathroom if you don't have to go. You can stay and just smile and kind of be present in the moment.
And mingle.
And mingle. You just don't be afraid to mingle. What's the harm in speaking to the people around you? You don't have to go in with any expectations, but you're not going to find a boyfriend or girlfriend, you know, by sitting at home in your bed. Go out and be present and talk to people and be yourself. Really be true to yourself. Also, when you're on a date with a guy or with a girl, make sure you're really listening to what they're saying, not just going into a date and asking interview type questions.
Right.
This is a big thing that a lot of people, this happens with a lot of people, they'll end up going into the date and they'll have all these questions because they want to find a relationship. So they want to make sure, is this person right for me or are they not right for me? And instead of just, you know, asking interview questions, really focus on getting to know the person, get a layer deeper and focus on listening and communicating and building that real connection and that chemistry.
Let it happen naturally.
Yeah, let it happen. Yeah, don't go in with expectations, but also, you know, at the same time, know what you want. You know, you don't want to waste your time either. So make sure, you know what you want and when it comes to dating. And be present and enjoy the process, you know? Once you're in a relationship or once you're married, like, that's it. So enjoy being single. Have fun with it. And you'll be surprised who you end up meeting when you're really just enjoying being independent, being yourself, and being single.
Ooh, that's a good note to end off on. I just have to enjoy it. I don't enjoy it. So I think if I get to a point where I can enjoy it, it won't be that bad. I think it's an age thing. I think once you get to a certain age, it's sort of like, what's happening with my life right now? It's more like that for me.
Right. But you have to, you know, also be happy with, you know, with your life and being independent and enjoy that. Because like I said, once you're in a relationship, once you're married, like, that's it. Hopefully you'll be with the same person forever, which is wonderful and amazing. But at the same time, like, this is your time, girl. Like, you can do whatever you want. You have no one who's waiting for you that has to, like, be home at this time. Like, you get to do you right now and enjoy it. So when you do go on to a date, you can show off all the amazing qualities you have. You can be confident in yourself and love yourself. And I'm telling you, that's going to make that other person, you know, love you even more because you're so sure of yourself. It's going to make that person more sure of you as well.
We're going to work on this.
Yes.
And we're going to work on this little mini outing that we're going to
I'm excited for it.
We're going to work on it.
Yes.
Well, thanks for coming. I really enjoyed this advice.
Me too. This is a lot of fun.
I'm sure the listeners are going to thank you for this advice.
Of course.
Tell them your website again.
Yeah. So you guys can follow me at nycwingwoman.com and go to Facebook and Twitter at the NYC Wingwoman and Instagram at NYC Wingwoman and stay connected.
That's right. All right, guys. Thanks for listening to this episode. The takeaway for this episode is, what would you do if you had to walk up to someone in public? Would you be okay with approaching a stranger in public? Confident? How would you feel? Let me know.